Every invisible chain limiting your fruitfulness is breaking now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, every area of dryness is receiving fresh life. Your ministry shall flourish. Your family shall flourish. Your business shall flourish. Your spiritual life shall flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is your season of manifestation. This is your season of evidence. This is your season of undeniable testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Remember, this is prayer of agreement, prophetic declarations. Therefore, let's put our faith together to work today. Remember, where two of us shall decree a thing, it shall come to pass in agreement. Hallelujah. So wherever you are, lift up your voice. Whatever you are doing, please set it apart. Lift your voice and declare. Say, my Heavenly Father. Say it again, my Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, every form of barrenness in my life is destroyed now. I want you to speak to your life, speak over your life and family, and decree and declare that every form of barrenness in your life is destroyed now. I also pray with you that every form of barrenness in your life is destroyed now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to go ahead and begin to reject the spirit of stagnation. Go ahead and begin to reject the spirit of stagnation in your life. I want you to reject fruitless effort. Effort and labor without fruit, without result. Go ahead and begin to reject it. Say, I reject fruitless labor. Say, I reject delay. I reject disappointment. I want you to reject them. They are not your lot. They are not your portion. I say, I reject delay. I reject delay. I reject disappointment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to declare for yourself, say, this month, I shall be fruitful spiritually. I shall be fruitful financially. I shall be fruitful mentally. I shall be fruitful maritally. I shall be fruitful ministerially and fruitful in every good work. I want you to declare for yourself your fruitfulness. Say it again, that you shall be fruitful spiritually in all areas of your life. They begin to decree, begin to declare it, begin to prophesy that you shall be fruitful in your finances. Begin to prophesy that you shall be fruitful mentally. Begin to prophesy that you shall be fruitful in your marriage, in your family, in your relationship. Go ahead and begin to declare that you shall be fruitful in ministry. You shall be fruitful in your calling. I want you to go ahead and begin to declare that you shall be fruitful in all areas of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to declare. I want you to declare. Say, my Heavenly Father, let every dry area of my destiny receive fresh fire and fresh life. In Jesus' mighty name, go ahead and begin to declare, Father, let every dry area of my destiny receive fresh fire and fresh life. Go ahead and declare it. I want you to declare and say, let my waiting season turn into a testimony season. Let my waiting season turn into testimony season. Let my tears turn into celebration, and let my life become an expression of your glory. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Father, let every dry area in my destiny receive fresh fire and fresh life. Let my waiting season turn into testimony season. I want you to pray that one especially, for your waiting season to turn into testimony season. You have waited too long. You have waited enough. Begin to talk to God now that your waiting season will begin to turn to testimony. In the name of Jesus, talk to God that your disappointed season shall begin to manifest into testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to talk to God and say, let my tears turn into celebration. Let my tears turn into celebration, and let my life become an expression of your glory. I decree over you, joining my faith with yours today, I decree over you that every area of your destiny will receive fire now and fresh life, fresh fresh life, fresh life. Every season of your waiting is turning to testimony in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, your tears will turn to celebration. Your secret tears will turn to celebration. What has kept you down will turn to celebration. What has broken your spirit will turn to celebration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And your life will be the expression of the glory of God. Your life will be an expression of the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, I want you to quickly listen to this word of knowledge. Listen to this word of knowledge. If you have an important issue concerning someone else, not you in particular now, maybe your children, maybe your husband, maybe your wife, maybe your relative, maybe your mother, your father, and there is something that you want to happen in their lives or you don't want to happen in their lives. Okay? For example, maybe you want your children to become great, maybe one of them to become great, a particular one. All right? Or maybe you want your wife to turn a new leaf. Or maybe there is somebody wayward that you want to put into prayer. Or maybe there is somebody you are believing God for his or her breakthrough. I just cite example. The bottom line is that, okay, you are expecting something from somebody who is not measuring up or who is not getting it. Or you want the person to do better. Okay, what the Holy Spirit is saying is this, that you assign 3 days, consecutive 3 days, that you are going to do this in the middle of the night. Get your prayer points ready, whatever you want to pray about. In the middle of the night, you wake up and pray over that person. If it's your child, you can touch your child as long as it's not going to wake up. But if he's very sensitive, he's going to wake up. Don't touch him. Don't wake him up. That sleeping position is very important for you to achieve what you want to achieve over the person that you are praying. All right? That sleeping position. Because when somebody is awake, there is too much resistances. And there are too much resistances. And not only that one, we have distractions also. So you need the serenity of the light night season to achieve this. You see, the night season is so important that anyone, any power, any force waging war against the person you want to pray for, that's the time they also come out to operate. So you are going to counter them. You are going to counter them this time around. And number two, like I said before, the person you are praying for also will be in the position of surrenderness, in the position of non-agitation. So it makes your job very easy. If you check, you see, most of the issues were settled by Jesus Christ in the night season, in prayer. That's the power of praying in the night. Power of praying in the night. You do it for 3 days, as the case may be. I join my faith with yours that you will achieve your purpose and you will achieve or your desire, and make sure that your desire is positive. Don't use this power negatively. Don't use it negatively. If it is negative, God will not support it. Please, it's very important. But every move you are taking now that you want to prove for somebody to achieve something great, something good, God of heaven will answer you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And in case you have identified what you want to pray about and you want me to join faith with you in prayer, or you need prayer request, or you need even for me to write prayers for you, I'm available to do that. That's why I'm here with you. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, everyone, in closing, I want to make some declaration over everyone under the sound of my voice. I want you to get set for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, King of glory, eternal rock of ages, I bring before you everyone under the sound of my voice today. I declare over your life. You that you are hearing me now, I declare fire your life today. Every curse of barrenness is broken from your life in Jesus' mighty name. You shall no longer labor without results. You shall no longer pray without testimonies. You shall no longer wait without manifestations. I decree your hands shall become fruitful. Your ideas shall become fruitful. Your ministry shall become fruitful. Your business shall become fruitful. Your family shall become fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of delay and stagnation is arrested from your life and family. Every power sitting upon your progress is removed by fire. Every closed door against your destiny is opening now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy this month shall produce visible miracle for you. You will carry undeniable testimonies. You will experience supernatural increase. You will enter your season of multiplication in the name of Jesus Christ. Where others are failing, you shall excel. Where others are rejected, you shall be favored. Where others are empty, you shall overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the covenant of God, you shall not bury your dreams. You shall not lose your affairs. You shall not miscarry your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall establish the works of your hands. The Lord shall announce you for greatness. The Lord shall surround you with favor like a shield in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And before this month is over, you shall sing a new song. And you shall rejoice over answered prayers. You shall celebrate visible breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Somebody, I want you to shout aloud and say, my barrenness is broken. I am fruitful. My testimony has come. Say it again. My barrenness is broken. I am fruitful. My testimony has come. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This has been Prophetic Declarations Hour, a place of power, a place of transformation, a place where prophetic words become living testimonies. Your host once more is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Hallelujah. In case you want to reach out to me for any reason, please go through this contact, +234 9022 352 952. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And please don't forget to keep sharing this tape until somebody is being blessed by it. And the more you do the sharing, the more you are being blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I pray for all our covenant partners, financial partners, spiritual partners today. I pray for you that your hand will keep moving forward in productivity, in results getting, in benefits and profit taking, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your source of finances with the blood of Jesus. For overflowing, your finances will not dry, your purse will not dry, your bank account will not dry. As you are supporting the kingdom projects, the Lord of heaven will minister back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. As you are supporting kingdom projects and programs, the Lord will create your own kingdom for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remain fruitful, remain prayerful, remain unstoppable in destiny. Until next time, keep walking in divine fruitfulness and supernatural increase. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.